Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I am your host. I am the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and coming soon, an app. Today, I want to do something really, really fun. I want to offer you 21 dating tips, but I want to do it in a way that I think is really kind of funny, even though it's extremely useful. I think you'll find it useful. So when I was 21, I was a complete idiot. I mean, looking back, I made really bad decisions. I dated all the wrong people. I was too emotional. I was immature. I was not nice to certain men. I let other men treat me really, really badly. And so I wish I could go back and tell that 21-year-old, who I actually, looking back, didn't even realize I was so attractive and I was physically fit and I was free-spirited and happy and unafraid. So there were a lot of really, really good things about being 21. But again, I was kind of an idiot. So I want to go back to my 21-year-old self, which I can't do, and I want to give her some dating tips. But I think what I can do is give them to you. And I don't think my audience here is 21, obviously, but I think they're really important tips. And the reason I say that is because even though they're not for a 21-year-old, a lot of people listening to this haven't dated since you were in your 20s because you're getting divorced and you haven't dated in 20 or 30 years. But also, they are dating tips that apply to any age. So here goes. I'm just going to list them off and kind of explain each one and maybe tell a funny story to give myself credibility. Okay, so number one, don't make a decision on whether or not you like him in the first 2 minutes of the date. So, you know, I guess this tip is to be open-minded. And the best story I can think of is that one time when I was in my 20s, my father set me up on a blind date. Him and his friend set me up with this guy. Now, if you're letting your dad set you up on a blind date, you must really, really want to meet someone. And I did at the time. You know, I really wanted to be in a relationship. And I was home visiting my family, and I was looking out the window, and the guy came up to the house, and I looked out the window, and I'm like, oh, crap, not good looking, short. I definitely don't want to be with this guy. Oh, my gosh, now I have to spend the next 2 hours on a date with him. So anyway, we go on the date, and I'm just being as nice as can be. And then about halfway through dinner, he was telling this story, and I was like, wow, this guy is so attractive. He has beautiful eyes. He has such a cute smile. He's very interesting. He's smart. And I really think I fell in love with him at the dinner. Anyway, long story short, we ended up dating for 6 months, and he broke up with me. So that is the moral of the story. Don't decide right at the beginning like I did. Give people a chance. Okay, number two. Every relationship is bliss for at least the first year. So the point of me telling you this as a dating tip is that you are going to be thrilled because you have such beer goggles for the whole first year of the relationship. The person can't even do anything wrong. So the point of this is don't get married until you've waited at least a year. I think longer, but keep in mind everyone's on their best behavior. Okay, number three, arguing is normal in every relationship. The difference between healthy relationships and unhealthy relationships are that healthy relationships, people learn to communicate with each other more effectively. So arguing is normal, just it depends on how you communicate. If you can have a productive conversation, agree to disagree, let the other person speak, try to listen to what the other person's saying before you respond, and don't scream or yell or run out of the room and be emotional. That's what a 21-year-old does. So moving on, number four. of the 21 dating tips I wish I could have shared with my 21-year-old self. Number four, you either trust him or you don't. There's no in between, so stop trying to rationalize it and talk yourself into the fact that you trust him. You might say to yourself, well, I don't trust him because I'm divorced and I'm not, you know, I don't trust anyone. No, when you meet the right person, you will trust him and there will be no ifs, ands, or buts. Number five, it is never too late to break it off. So I think people get into relationships and they get to be kind of long-term and then you don't really know how to get out of it because your family loves the person, they're all expecting you to get engaged and you don't want to hurt the person, but you realize he's not the one. So instead of continuing to, you know, date the person, just end it. It's never too late and you don't have to settle. Okay, on to number six. Trust your friends and family's opinion. If they don't like him, there's definitely a valid reason. So trust them. They love you and they care for you. That's number six. Number seven, don't be afraid to be alone. It's better to be alone than be with the wrong person. And once you learn how to be happy and content and at peace with being alone, takes all the pressure off feeling like I have to meet someone. So I think that falling in love should be a want, not a need. I'm moving on to number eight. Don't pressure someone to get more serious. I've tried to do this in past relationships and it never works. The relationship is what one person wants it to be. So if one person decides it's never getting serious, it's never getting serious. And if you try to push it, you're going to just be disappointed. You're going to feel frustrated, resentful, angry, and waste a ton of time. Number nine, there's a fine line when it comes to why you might not want to get married to the person you're in a relationship with. So be honest with yourself. Like I dated somebody for a long time and I didn't want to get married. And everyone would say to me, oh, are you ever going to get married? You're just too afraid to be married. You're just too afraid because you had a bad experience and you got divorced. And I said, well, I don't know if that's the case, but this doesn't feel right. And so I am not going to marry someone just because I'm going to convince myself that because I was divorced, that's why I'm fearful. So when you meet the person you want to marry, you'll know you want to marry that person. You'll know in a minute. Okay, moving on to number 10. When you marry him, you're marrying his family. So I think that's such a lovely thing, but you have to really be prepared for it. So when two people first start dating, they're so in love and they're spending a ton of time together and then they want everybody to meet their friends and their family and everything's great. But, you know, what you have to realize is respect the fact that this person loves his or her family and they're going to want to spend time with them more and more and more. And so when you marry him, you're marrying the family. Just know that going in. Okay, I'm going to go on to number 11, but before I do that, I want to mention two divorced girl smiling partners. The first person I want to mention is Dan Stefani of the firm Katz & Stefani. And I have to say, I've known Dan for a couple decades now, and I just really, truly, truly like him as a person and as a friend. But even more important, he's a really, 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 really good lawyer, really smart, very experienced, has represented some pretty important people. And he's just a great guy who has a lot of compassion and a lot of empathy for his clients and also really, really smart. And the whole firm is great too. I've met all 10 of the lawyers, including his partner, Andre Katz, and they're really, really good guys, really experienced. So Katz and Stefani. I spent too much time talking about them, so I'm going to move on and get to my next divorce girl smiling partner later. Okay, number 11, never stop being kind and respectful to your spouse, ever. So kindness and respect are the things that lead to loyalty and, believe it or not, to physical attraction. Because if you think about it, no one wants to have sex with someone that they don't feel respects them or somebody who's mean to them. On the other hand, when somebody feels truly loved and adored, that's when the sex is the best. Okay, moving on to number 12. Cheating is not a problem either of you have. It's a problem in your relationship. So let's think about that for a second, because I think there's a lot of people listening to this who are saying, well, wait a minute, I thought I was truly happily married and my spouse cheated on me, so that's not true, Jackie. And that could be the case, and there are exceptions, but I think mostly cheating is about somebody being unhappy in a relationship and or unhappy with themselves. And so if you got cheated on, or if you are cheating on somebody, really look in the mirror and ask why you're cheating, because there's a reason that probably doesn't have to do with your partner, or it just has to do with what you want or your relationship. Okay, number 13, four words, he will never change. Okay, so why is that a good dating tip? Because people get into relationships for the first year, like I said, they're head over heels, they're so excited about the person. And then what happens is the novelty wears off, the infatuation wears off, and they try to change the person, and it never works. Now, you can change somebody who doesn't take the garbage out or who's messy, or you can say, honey, I love you so much, but I can't look at those shoes for another minute. They're going in the garbage. Can we please go buy you a new pair? Little changes are possible, but here are some things that don't change. A cheater might not change. A person who isn't ambitious isn't suddenly going to go be ambitious and start making a ton of money. A person who smokes pot all the time isn't going to stop. A drinker doesn't just stop drinking. A gambler doesn't stop gambling. Someone who has never worked on his or her past won't get emotionally healthy all of a sudden. And those are sad things to realize, but it really is reality. He will never change. Neither will she. Moving on to number 14. If you don't like yourself, your relationship will suffer. So think about that for a second. Maybe your spouse is annoying you. Maybe you're unhappy. Maybe you think, oh, something's missing. But if you look in the mirror and you're willing to be honest with yourself, you might realize that you don't really like yourself, or you need to change yourself. And that's healthy if you think that, and that's what happens. That's a good thing, because that's something that's in your control. Number 15, when you become a Mrs. and have kids, don't lose your professional identity. So this is something personal for me. I stopped working after I had kids, and I regret it every day. I regret it financially, and I regret it emotionally. I was a terrible stay-at-home mom. I had no self-esteem. I didn't enjoy it. I mean, I love my kids more than anything, but it was very, very hard for me to stay home. Now, I'm not saying that nobody should be a stay-at-home mom. It's a wonderful and a very admirable role if that's what you feel you want to do. So I'm not putting anyone else down. Just don't feel like you have to do it, and don't feel guilty going back to work. Your kids will see a wonderful role model, and you'll appreciate them even more. Okay, moving on to number 16. Enjoy each other. So couples sometimes forget the whole point of being in a relationship is to have fun and enjoy your lives together. It's so important to never stop dating your partner and to plan fun things to do together. Number 17, sex only gets boring with someone if you let it. So I believe that sex, in a way, is work, but it's fun work. You have to keep the relationship sexy, and you have to work at it, and you have to make an effort, because having sex helps couples connect and bond and feel more together and more connected. And foreplay is going on all the time. Foreplay comes from kind gestures to treating each other with respect to thoughtful things, even to saying something really nice. So just keep that in mind. Okay, number 18, saying I love you is nice, but saying I'm sorry is better. No need for any explanation there. Number 19, never stop going out with your girlfriends and encourage him to go out with his friends. So this way, everybody feels independent. No one feels codependent or fully responsible for the other one's happiness. People need to live independent lives to be happy with each other. I truly believe that. Number 20, this is very applicable to divorced men and women. Number 20 is love him or her a lot. What I mean by that is everyone, especially divorced men and women, want to feel loved and appreciated and respected and adored. We need love. We got divorced. We're hurting bad. So make sure you love your partner. And number 21, this is my favorite. Trust your gut. It will never be wrong. Your gut will tell you everything you need to know. So these are my 21 dating tips that I wish I could have shared with my 21-year-old self. I could have met my now partner when I was 21 instead of meeting him at 49. But I met him at 49 and it's been the best relationship of my life. And he just brings out the best in me. So I had a happy ending and I wish that for you too. Oh, I forgot to mention my last divorced girl smiling partner. I want to mention Jeremy Woods, who is a mortgage banker. And Jeremy and I met maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And he's just such a great guy. And he's really, really good at what he does. So if you need a mortgage after divorce, look up Jeremy Woods on Divorce Girl Smiling. You'll see him on my site as a trusted partner. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. And if you want to learn more or read more, visit divorcegirlsmiling.com.